If people don't feel safe doing business in Philly, they won't do business in Philly. That's a problem for a slew of small business owners who pay a big share of city taxes. Next Tuesday, Philadelphians will choose a new mayor, and one of the top concerns has been public safety. In the first of a three-part series, WHYY business reporter Kristen Mossbrucker-Garza hears from small business owners about law enforcement's role in their success.
Leonard Pell has worked at Dave's Meat Market for 50 years in North Philly's historic 22nd Street business corridor. In late September, Pell woke up to broken window glass scattered on the sidewalk and plywood being installed to seal the storefronts.
I mean, people just don't think. The poor lady with the eyeglass place, you know, getting wiped out. I mean, how many times are you going to rebuild your business?
The lady with the eyeglass place is Lakeisha King-Smith. Everyone on the block thought her store was looted, but it was a random smash-and-grab theft.
But we've been here over 30 years, and that's the only incident we ever had.
Smith says despite the crime, she still has hope. She's found a connection with the community that supports her shop. And even though she's had some uncomfortable encounters with the police on her commute, she welcomes them. When a patrol officer walks the block,
they actually come in, they check on your store, they introduce themselves. It's a whole relationship.
The late September night shooting came after a peaceful rally in protest to murder charges being dropped against a police officer who killed a civilian. Nearby barbershop owner Fred Jerome Hill says the city should have been better prepared.
We know that eventually they're going to riot and they're going to rip up stores and things of that nature. We would like to have the same protection that they have like in South Philly.
Before the election, in this community, there's debate whether there should be more police on the block or better police who don't fear the community they are paid to protect. Kristen Mossbrucker-Garza, WHYY News.